This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo coming to you live from Studio 1A with a live studio audience. Hey! Yeah. I confessed before, I'm geeking out. I am very giddy because I'm thrilled to have today's guest in Studio 1A. I know you are too. Please welcome to KUTX, Nick Waterhouse. Nick Waterhouse in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Of course, Nick doing guitar and vocals, featuring Jelani Brooks on the sax and flute. Holy smokes, man.
From Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Representing, of course, you heard Miss Ellie rocking the bass and Eric on drums, both rocking the background vocals. Nick, this is cool, man. I can dig it.
Thank you. This is the quartet.
I love the quartet. And
it's grooving. We're making do with what we got.
You're nailing it. I mean, if this is making do with what you got, wow. You know, and I warned you ahead of time, I'm going to be geeking out because this is just such an exquisite thing. And I was speaking with one of our other DJs, Rick McNulty, earlier, and of course, talk about music geeks, and he's like the king to me as far as I'm concerned. And that's what I wanted to ask you about, the recording aesthetics. When you have a band like this and a sound like this, it's such a classic sound, but it is very relevant. And I wanted to kind of pick your brain about the aesthetics you go to. Is this deliberately lo-fi, or, you know, did you get the band around one mic? Is that how you get that sound?
You know, fidelity is a very subjective word these days. I think there's more atrocities committed to sound waves by high-fidelity freaks than people like me. I think if you listen to a really great record, like I was in the van with Matt and we were listening to these Solomon Burke recordings, and I sit there and I'm like, the vocal's distorted, the drum is distorted, the bass is distorted, and the guitar is far away. Like an engineer today would be screaming in the control room at whoever's in charge of that. But it's like, that's the sound that we all know, all of us. Like, it's the bedrock of everything. And I think the construing perfect technology, which is like recording moved with that, with feeling that music is, which is, you know, an art, there's a... It's like a triangulation of all those things. I think construing technology with that is maybe getting a little short-sighted. So sure, it's intentional. It's a statement about what I believe in and what I feel and what I think is a good sounding record. I hope everybody feels the same way. Since you're all here.
Don't think you have a problem convincing people of that. It's just, like I said, it's just quality. And that's what it boils down to for me. And I did want to talk to you about recording that first 45 that you did.
Sure, someplace.
And I love it because, you know, according to the story I read, you know, you were working at Rookie Ricardo's, which is a record shop in San Francisco, and you know your stuff, and you thought, well, I want to do this, get a band together. I know that you know the sound. You've got it in your mind, and creating that is an entirely different thing. That is an incredibly brave thing to do. I mean, how did you come to that decision?
It was a really rash, impulsive, low moment where I just felt like doing something out of sheer desperation. It's really funny. Ellie had a friend in Nashville who moved to Nashville from the Bay Area, and he remembers buying my last guitar amp I owned when I decided I was going to quit playing music, which was 6 months before I made Someplace.
Wow.
So he came to the gig and he's like, man, I remember you were at your apartment and you're like, oh, I got to quit. And my girlfriend doesn't want me to play music. And I was just really, I was pretty blue.
Oh, man.
But I wrote that tune and it was this thing where I had this, it's not like technical knowledge, it's like emotional intelligence, where if you read or you talk to enough old timers, you understand that part of the magic of a lot of the records that I liked listening to in Rookies, like American music, whether it's like great country western records or blues records or whatever, is the energy of people in the room and creating a circumstance that's not meticulously planned out. And it's, hey guys, I got this piano riff. Kyle, my best friend, who I grew up with, not a drummer. You play this drum pattern, man. Cool. Well, you're going to play this kind of ramshackle, and then all of us are going to swing around you. And by doing that, then I could build on that circumstance. And that's about emotional intelligence. It's not about like, well, Earl Palmer would play a ghost note on every fourth, but you know, I wasn't doing that, and I meant it, and that's what it is. Like I sat at the piano and I played piano, and I never played piano on a recording before. And Kyle played drums, and Pedram, who was later in the Alalas, was playing bass, and Matt Correa was playing shaker. And you know, without any of those elements, that wouldn't be what it is. And it was out of ignorance.
Well, ignorance. I mean, seriously, to me, it's not so much ignorance, but I'm not going to think about it. Don't overthink it.
Yeah. It was being willfully naive and not having any expectations for what you'd get out of it.
And look at what happens.
Yeah, well, boy.
No, really. And just wanted to remind everybody about the show tonight at Antone's. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 8 with Que Pasa opening. And you can get tickets and info at antonesnightclub.com. Nick, why don't you give us another song?
Okay, we're going to play another tune off the new record. This one's called Appropriately Enough, I Had Some Money, But I Spent It. So I had some money, but I spent it. Never own it, you just rent it. It's better to live by vision. Life giving is a life worth living. Hey, count it up, count it down. It's on money.
It's on money.
It's on money.
It's on money.
I ain't kidding.
No, 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 no.
It's on money.
It's on money.
No, but I never did nothing. I'm sorry, I can't do it better. Not suited to crawl in leather. I know that you'd be more content. Well, I had some money. I told you that I spent it. Hey, count it up, count it down. I'm the kind of buy none around. Hey, hey. Well, yes, you know your friend. I had some money.
Love, love. Nick Waterhouse in Studio 1A. Don't forget the show tonight at Antone's. You don't want to miss out. The name of the album is Never Twice. And Nick, this is just out of curiosity. There's a great photo on the cover. That's mm-hmm. you. And behind you, all of this tasty vinyl. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was that taken at your place?
Well, I have lived off and on over 10 years, as most musicians do, not in a place that I own, yeah. which is my friend Dick Vivian's house, who owns Rookie Ricardo's, and that's his dining room. There's a really great portion of Chronicles, Dylan's book, where he talks about, I think he's at Dave Van Ronk's house or something, and he and his wife had a whole collection of all these recordings, and he talked about how he listened to everything every day when he was hanging out.
Yeah.
And I kind of have the same relationship with him. So
that is a joy. That sounds like heaven to me, actually.
It's got two fireplaces, too. So.
It's perfect. I'm going to be a little selfish. You think you all can give me one more?
Yeah, we'll do one more. Is that all right, everybody?
Yeah. All right. Nick Waterhouse in Studio 1A.
I'm going to play an older one. This one's called Indian Love Call. Here we go. Thank you.
Walk in the morning, find you camping gone. Just left me here to carry on. You've been on my mind. You've been on my mind. If you write to me, I read every night. Oh, baby. You've been on my mind. You've been on my mind.
In Studio 1A and KUTX 98.9. Big thanks, of course, to Nick, Ellie, Jelani, and Eric for performing in the studio. Nick, it has been a pleasure, and I know the audience agrees with me. One more time, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. We could play one more if everybody wants one. I mean, you're all here.
Oh, so. Wow.
Is that okay? We're not on the air anymore, right?
Well, we are actually, Nick. But you know what? I will turn it over to the audience, and they can get more from you.
Great, okay.
And that'll be so cool. And again, thanks again to the band and to Nick Waterhouse. Also wanted to say a big thank you to our KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to see all these great performances on our website, KUTX.org. And of course, a giant thank you to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove. It's because of Cliff, everything sounds badass in Studio 1A. And thank you, studio audience. It's been a joy to have you as well. Hey, guys,
thank
give
you.
It up. Nick, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to go back to the control room and pretend like I know what I'm doing, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say thank you, dear listener. This is Lori Gallardo, KUTX 98.9.